Hello, my name is Daniel Morden and I've been telling traditional stories for some 30 years now. These old stories fascinate me because they help me understand the world and my responses to it. During this crisis, I found myself returning to certain stories and understanding them differently in the light of what has taken place. I could go on about what they mean to me, but instead I'd rather just tell you them. I hope you'll find them helpful. I hope at least you'll find them entertaining. I've been able to do this work thanks to a stabilisation award from the Arts Council of Wales. My website is www.danielmorden.org, or you can find me on Facebook by searching for Daniel Morden Storyteller. Please send me a message if you enjoy the podcast. This week I have two short stories for you. The first is called The Medicine, and the second is a Hindu story called Night. I encountered the story through the work of Laura Sims and Mohan Kartha. I thank them for permission to retell it here. A mother had two sons. Because there was no father in that house, the oldest son had to go out hunting in the forest. One evening he didn't come back. The mother and the son went out to search for him. They found his body. The younger brother was inconsolable. He would not eat, he would not drink. Day after day he said to his mother, "When I was sick, you cured me with medicine. Is there no medicine that will cure him?" At last his mother said, "Yes, there is a medicine, but it is hard to make. You must go from house to house. You must ask every house for mustard seeds. But the seeds can only come from a house where no one has lost a loved one." The boy went to the first house. The man who opened the door recognized him at once as the brother of the boy who had died. "I need mustard seeds. They will heal my brother." The man, "You are welcome to them. Take all the seeds I have." "But the seeds will only work if they have come from a family who has not lost a loved one." "I am sorry. My wife died in childbirth last year." The boy went to the next house. This time it was, "A fever took my mother." "Then, did you not hear? Our daughter was killed." House after house after house. Evening came. As the boy walked home, he saw the flickering lights of the town. As the lights of the town went out, the lights in the sky appeared. He went back home. He said to his mother, "The living are few, and the dead are many. Everyone has lost someone." "Yes," said his mother, "and it is our turn." Once upon a time, only two humans lived on this earth, a brother and a sister, twins. Their names were Yama and Yami. They roamed the world, delighting in its tastes and sights and smells, the kiss of the breeze and the caress of the grass against their skin. At that time, it was always day. The season was always spring. There was no yesterday, no tomorrow. The sun never set, and the moon and stars lay hidden behind its golden light. The flowers never wilted or died. Beehives overflowed with honey. It was never dry or cold. The birds never became tired of flying, and the trees were never empty of ripe fruit. In this perpetual moment, Yama and Yami lived well. One time when Yami returned from a walk, she found Yama lying beneath a tree. His eyes were closed. She whispered his name. He did not stir. She spoke his name. She became anxious. She shouted at him. Nothing. She shook him. He did not move. His body was cold. In that moment, Yami understood she was alone. Alone in the world. Yama was dead. Her sorrow, deeper than any ocean, flowed out of her heart through her eyes. The river of her tears swelled and began to flood the world. Her sobbing shook the earth and sky, and her grieving heart sent forth a fire that devastated everything it touched. The immortals above became worried about the welfare of the earth and all its creatures. They were afraid that Yami's mourning would bring about the end of everything. The gods and goddesses took on visible form and went to Yami as she sat immersed in her pain. They hugged her, spoke words of comfort to her, but Yami was too sad to listen. She kept saying, "Yama died today. Yama died today." The immortals did not know what to do. They went to a hillside and sat in silence. Then a thought occurred to one of them. Yami's sorrow continued, not just because of her love for her brother, but also because in her life she had known only now. The gods and goddesses created sunset. Night slowly enveloped the world. Under the blanket of night, Yami, just as the birds and the animals did, fell asleep. When she awoke with the sunrise, she said to herself, "Yama died yesterday." The following day, "Yama died the day before yesterday." As time went by, night and sleep lessened the pain of Yama's death. Though she never forgot her dear brother, the pain lost its power to overwhelm her. Her sadness became less destructive, her tears dried up, and the danger her sorrow posed to the world faded away. I hope you enjoyed this week's stories. There are more on the way. My thanks go to Oliver Wilson Dixon for mixing the podcast and composing the theme tune. I'm also grateful to the Arts Council of Wales Stabilisation Fund. Finally, thank you for listening. And I look forward to the day when we can share stories in person.